Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio. Radio.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get the walking and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Forever stay loyal, never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now, no longer can I stand any more soaring. Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
Good evening and welcome to White Race. I'm your host this and every Monday night. My name is Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KATU5COLBY. I'll be live tweeting throughout the show. You can also follow us on Facebook. Well, I guess you follow us on Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook and visit our website, www.whiterace.wordpress.com.
Hey,
I'm here with my co-host.
Yes, indeed. This is Rome. My Twitter account is 5inRome. That's VIVINROME.
And
Kobe thoroughly expressed the different venues that you can reach us at if you care to comment on the show.
Exactly. And if at any point in time you feel like calling in, the phone number to call is 646-478-3599. Now that we got all that out of the way. How are you doing, Rome?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm exhausted. Today I started my first day in loss prevention at my new job. And
oh, yeah. How do you like that? You're beat.
I am exhausted. Yeah, it's all right. You know, it's the first day.
It's interesting. It's a change of scenery.
Definitely.
That's good.
From an office to that, so
yeah,
for sure.
Sure, it's a lot more exciting than what you were doing before.
Yeah, sure. Mhm.
Yep, we'll go with that. But
no, not. Anywho, we've got some great stories for you tonight. And since I'm feeling generous, Rome, why don't you start us off?
Me? I get to go first? You are feeling very generous. Either that or fatigue is truly setting in.
I think it's the latter.
I have two kind of, they're not really connected, but you can find a link between them. Scientists are growing a simple human liver in a petri dish. Now, this is really nothing new, but they've had a lot more success in doing this so that you won't need to, you know, be put on as long of a waiting list if you are in need of a liver or other vital organs. And the story that kind of correlates to this one is, in addition to bodily organs, they're also creating food items, particularly hamburgers. And
wait, say that again?
Hamburgers could possibly in the future be grown on a larger scale out of petri dishes instead of the good old farm-raised cow or whatever else is in
the
hamburger.
That does not sound healthy at all.
Well, that's the part. That's why they're doing it, is because it's supposed to be, you know, the most healthy thing, because there's no pesticides, there's nothing else into it but lean meat. And the reason why they're looking into it, and they actually created one, it's very expensive at this current moment because it costs somewhere over $300,000. But the reason why they're looking into this, one is for future exploration of space for longer, you know, longer adventures and voyages. That's the word I was looking for. So I guess when they are going to try to go to Mars, you know, they need a way of having, sustaining food, a food line, a food source. So that was what they explained, the purpose of it. That and along with having pretty much pesticides and other random chemical-free meat.
The only thing is, like, it's not chemical-free because you're, like, you're making it. You're completely creating this into being. Like,
it's not alive, per se. It's more like along the lines of yogurt. So it's like
I get that, but still, it's, like, man-made. It's not... It's kind of like the difference between natural butter made the old way versus, like, margarine. It's just not
right.
It.
I get your point.
Okay, whatever. I mean, yay. That's for science.
No,
for science. I don't know.
I feel the same because, like, I don't want anything that was grown out of a petri dish. I mean, you really wouldn't know, to be honest with you, unless they, you know, put that on the label. But, you know, some of the stuff that we're eating out could be petri dish. I guess the best way to go if you don't want your meat grown out of a petri dish is to either go out and kill it yourself or just abstain from meat.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's not just meat. Like, it's in everything. Like, pretty much if you want to be completely, I mean, I guess it's, vegan food is usually pretty, like, low if there are any extra chemicals in it and stuff. But, I mean, if you don't want it, that you might as well just, like, grow your own food and kill your own food, like you said, because anything that you buy has something in it that's been messed with.
Right.
Let us know what you think about that, this, listeners. Give us a call. The number to call is 646-478-3599. We want to know how you feel about, I guess you would call it, science-generated food.
Yeah.
So,
you can put, we'll just go on and say petri dish food.
Petri dish food, right? Yeah. Although I guess if we ate in increments of petri dishes, the world would be a better place, right? We'd be able to get in.
Right.
America, take notes. While we're talking about, like, health-related stuff, there were two girls in Pennsylvania who wore, you know, the I Heart Boobies bracelets?
Sure.
Like, it's a brand. I guess it's a brand. I'm not really sure. There's, or at least the slogan, it's I heart boobies, and there's another one that's like save the tatas and everything. Well, these two girls wore the I heart boobies bracelets for cancer awareness to their high school, and they were told they couldn't wear them anymore. The bracelets were described as cause-based marketing and energized by sexual double entendres. And since they were, I'm sorry, I think they said they were in high school, they were in middle school. And this is the lawyer that was speaking. He said that middle school is a witch's brew of hormones and curiosity, and the bracelet's sexual undertone was meant to invite disruption.
Really?
It's a little much for a cancer slogan. I mean, I get kind of the double entendre, okay, fine, whatever, but it's very mild compared to some of the other things that kids wear to school.
Right.
So, yeah. So, anyhow, the girls basically fought it, And
right.
it went all the way up to Third Circuit Court. And I'm not really sure how all that works. But
all right.
a three-judge panel kind of hashed it out. And because I think the deciding factor was one of the judges lost a colleague due to breast cancer, and the girls can wear those now. Like, you can wear those. There's no issue anymore.
All right. Well,
Yeah.
Well, speaking of... That's crazy. It's funny because I have an article about, I guess, certain articles of clothing, too. But, I mean, bracelets, we have pretty much extended our freedom of speech to the point that if it doesn't immediately give off a racial, hatred towards anybody, then you can wear it. People shouldn't take offenses because, oh, I don't like you wearing that, so you shouldn't wear it.
I mean, it's on their body. Let them do what they want. Same with
right.
tattoos.
Right, it's not hurting anybody.
It's not hurting you.
No. But that's crazy. My story, I thought you were going to talk about the two teenage girls that robbed a burger restaurant.
No, I didn't hear about that. Although, I'm sure that happens all the time. Although, it's rare for girls to do it. Anyway, go ahead.
Well... these two Swedish girls robbed a hamburger restaurant, and I think it's called Hamburger Restaurangen. Yes, that is a very, very long word. Hamburger Restaurangen. Anyway, and they made off with about $400, and which is not much if you have a job, but... I know, it's better than nothing. And if you're a teenager, then I guess you're balling. But anyway, and they were caught because before they conducted the robbery, they took pictures of themselves with the ski masks that they used to said robbery. So, and I think they posted it on Facebook.
Man, we've done the... stupid criminal pieces before, and it seems like at their dumbest, they always put it on social media. They're like, oh,
right.
I'm going to go rob a bank, or oh, look at this jewelry that's so awesome that I just stole, or
right.
The ski masks has happened before. The jewelry one was an actual story. I mean, like, what the hell? You're not that smooth. Like, social media is so trackable.
Right. And everybody, like, this is not new. This is not new at all. Like, this has been going on since social media came out. People getting fired over stuff, people getting arrested for stupid things like this. So it's not like, oh, well, let me post this on social media and I'm not going to get caught. Sure enough, they saw the pictures and they were arrested. Good job.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is actually breaking news. Well, and don't get too excited. It's nothing huge, although it is kind of sad. Two Canadian boys, 5 and 7, were found dead this morning. Okay, so I guess not that breaking, but it is kind of breaking. In an apartment... and the cause of death has been declared an exotic snake. An exotic snake. So what happened was they had a sleepover, I guess, last night at this apartment, and the apartment just so happens to be above a reptile store. You see what happened? The two boys were brothers, and... you know, of course, everyone shares their sympathies. It's crazy. It's like a freak accident, though.
Snake got out. Started looking for food. So did the snake try to eat him, or he just killed him because the snake was venomous?
it doesn't even say, it doesn't even go into the details of what kind of snake it was.
Okay.
But the early indications suggest that, it escaped its cage, got into the ventilation system. Oh, God, it's like freaking, what's that movie, Snakes on a Plane? I don't know if they went through ventilation system, but still, it's like
bringing that back. Yeah, that was Snakes on a Plane.
Then got into the apartment and then strangled the two boys.
Oh, so it was a constrictor.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the snake was captured, and they're going to press charges. No, I'm kidding. But
I would hope so.
Press charges on the snake?
No, on the pet owner, snake owner.
Yeah, that was a joke. But
that was a dirty joke, considering that they were pressed to death. But anyway.
I know. That's why I was like, oh, bad joke. I'm not going to harp on it, but since you brought it up.
Yeah.
It's funny, though. Anyway, I am, and I apologize for that, but you have to work with me. So, while we're talking about animal stuff, this story I actually heard on the radio, and it popped up in front of me, so let's share. There was a Chinese man this past week who tried to smuggle his turtle onto the plane. And, I guess I get it if you're, like, super attached to your pet. I mean, I would try that with my dog, but I would try other venues.
Right.
But he tried to smuggle his pet. The curse word.
Do you need a moment?
My head, I kept trying to say snake, and then, in the cartoons when, like, all the little symbols pop up and little talking blocks, that just happened.
Because
It was snake that kept popping up into my head, and then a bunch of curse words. Anywho, he tried to smuggle the turtle in there by sticking him into a KFC box. Here's the interesting part, though, to me. That's all cool, fine, and dandy. But it was a KFC burger. Does KFC have
burger?
Is it a burger?
They don't make burgers. They had the little chicken sandwich once, but that was about it.
Chicken Chinese people. Maybe they have burgers in China.
Hmm.
Somebody go to China and order KFC and have a burger. And let us know. 646.
Isn't that what McDonald's is for?
Exactly. Maybe they only sell chicken at McDonald's. I don't know. But, yeah, so the authorities, the security at the airport there wound up checking the box when the lettuce was sitting funny or something. I mean, he even went as far as to put bread on it.
Wow. He went all out. He put ketchup and mustard on it.
Well, I don't think he went that far, but
honestly,
yeah,
this
so
is a burger. What are you talking about? You can't even. What flight? What? Where was he at? Because last time I checked, you're not allowed to bring food on the plane.
Maybe it's different in China. I mean.
Oh. Oh, so he was leaving China. He wasn't.
He was
to China.
No. Oh. No, I would think he was getting on the plane. Because I don't think they, maybe, I don't know. I don't know how freaking China works. I've never been there. It's on the other side of the freaking world.
All right. Well, that's, speaking of food and animals, there was a bear that consistently gets takeout in Colorado at a Colorado restaurant.
A bear again?
Yes.
We had a bear story last week, didn't we?
I think so. Was that you that had a bear story? Or not? That was a bear story. It's been old. Okay. Well,
anyway, about your bear.
This bear, kind of takes a page out of Yogi Bear's book. It may be before your time. No, Yogi Bear, boo-boo. No?
Yes.
All right, well. May have just showed my age a little bit. But in this story, the bear goes to a restaurant every evening and rummages through the dumpster for the leftovers that he's been eating night after night. And what the bear will do, he'll go to, there's video surveillance of the bear going, standing on his hind legs and just, you know, flipping up the lid and nibbling on whatever he could find. Now, the wildlife officials say that if the bear comes back, it'll be tagged and relocated or euthanized if that doesn't work.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, mind you, the bear comes after hours.
That doesn't make sense.
Like, he either comes before, like, right when the store closes, the restaurant closes, or, like, in the wee hours of the morning. But he poses no, like, potential threat to them during the day because he's probably asleep or whatever bears do.
Right.
In the free time. He's surely not
hungry
because he has a spot to come get food. Huh?
Right. Yeah, I'm saying, like, that's really extreme.
Right. It's not the bear's fault that you guys put your restaurant there and you guys don't properly dispose of your food to keep it out of wildlife's reach. But, yeah, I think that's extreme, that if the relocation of the bear doesn't work, then they're going to put him down. That's very ridiculous in my book.
Yeah, definitely. It's very ridiculous. Get it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the fact that you're laughing at me. Are you low on sleep too?
possibly. But this is my last animal story for the day. So I'm just going to knock this one out the park.
Okay.
We talked about bears. We talked about turtles. And I guess you could associate the beef. That's not really coming from cows. Anyway. today we're going to talk about this last article. I don't know if you have another article or not. It's about birds.
I hate birds, but go on.
Oh, if you hate birds, then you're really going to hate this. Well, are you familiar with what a facial is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you see where I'm going with this already or no?
Yes, I do.
What would a facial and a bird have in common?
A bird poop facial?
Yes, a bird poop facial. For the low, low price of $180, you can get the special bird poop. I was just trying to see if I could finish that sentence without you interrupting.
That's ridiculous. Damn. I mean, like, what? They just have to, because it's so expensive because of the probability of them catching it right when they do it, like, mid-air, like, flying thing. What? Like, oh, why would you want to put that on your face? That's so nasty. Like, I mean, mud is one thing, but actual bird poop, like, is it white and everything? And it turns brown? Or is it brown and then it turns white?
No, it's white. It's the white stuff.
Nasty.
To be more grammatically correct, it's cream colored.
Ugh. You calling it crack a cream? Because it's white. Man,
I thought you were going to say because it came from a crack, but
No.
Okay. So it's a process of making this facial mask. The cream-colored poop is first dried and then finely grounded into a bowl, mixing it with a rice bran. And then it'll be applied with a spatula or a brush. Or her hand.
Why? What does it do? Like, what's the point of that?
It does the same thing at every other patient. But I'm trying to see in this article, like, if there's any extra special effects. But, oh, I'm sorry. The reason why, I guess, for the price tag, because if common misconceptions is that it's any old bird poop, which is very, very not true. The poop comes from the nightingale species because they live only on seeds and produce the natural enzyme that is the active ingredient.
Ugh, whatever. All right, so our last animal story tonight before we take a music break. I just can't believe people are putting bird shit on their faces on purpose. So in Tacoma, Washington, a truck was on the interstate, you know, going fast and everything, and then saw, oh, crap, there's slow traffic ahead. So he slams on his brakes, and then all of the animal parts in his truck fall out onto the road.
What?
Animal
what
parts, as in animal body parts. I don't know what kind. It did not come into details, which I'm kind of glad for, because I am hungry and I don't want to lose my appetite. But animal parts all over the road.
Oh, I think I helped with that with facial.
And right. And the quote from it, the Twitter post from Gil, who was one of the, that's his last name. Oh, wait, that's the little fish and find anymore. Anyway, State Patrol Trooper guy, girl. I love it.
Oh, wow.
His Twitter post reads, I know this doesn't look good, but trust me, it smells even worse.
Oh, I bet.
So the traffic was all stopped, and then they had to bring in a front-end loader to clean it all up. And the driver will be issued a citation for failing to secure the load.
That's it? Not for carrying around animal parts?
Well, I mean, maybe he was like I said, it doesn't go into detail, so maybe he was like coming from a butcher shop? I don't know.
Yeah. That's interesting. Oh, I'll be so pissed if any of that got on my car.
Right? Not to be too graphic, but I'm sure some of the body chemicals will like eat away at your car eventually.
Right.
So nasty, nasty, nasty. So we'll let you revel in that for a few minutes while we take this music break, and we will be back.
Sonic's the name, speed's my game. Oh!
To the club like, what up, I got a big pack, I'm just pumped, I bought some shit from a thrift shop, ice on the fringe is so damn frosty, the people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky,
rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine, dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes, those are green drapes, and a leopard mink, girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this, smells like R. Kelly sheets.
But shit, it was 99 cents.
I get copping it,
washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down? Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie Brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads would be like,
ah, he got the Velcro. Oh.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. Oh. I'm hunting, looking for a come up.
A couple fake beads until he never
love fucking with them heartbreakers. But he was getting money with the movers and the shakers. He was mixed with a couple things, poor like a couple rings, bricks in a condo and grams to sing sing. Left arm, baby, mother tatted. 5 year bid up north when they ratted. Anyway, I'm dealt them, help them, put them on lock, seat belt them, took them out to Belgium, welcome. Bitches is pretty, that's seldom. This box better than the box he was held in. I'm on the seat in the outer. I call him daddy like doubters. He like it when I get drunk, but I like it when he be sober. That's top of the top, but I never fuck with beginners. I let them play with my pussy, then lick it out with his fingers. I'm in the zone.
Around a few times, huh? Now mama like, so all they do is fight. I tell her make me some money, she tell me make me a wife. I tell that bitch you crazy, fuck wrong with you. And excuse my French, but I'm a long kisser. And then she try to tell me I'm the only one that's hitting. And I say what about them niggas? She say what about them niggas? You right? What you doing tonight? Put on something tight. Don't judge me, act it like. She love me like a brother, but fuck me like a husband. Pussy like an oven, too hot to put my tongue in. All I had to do was rub it. The genie at the bottom, pussy so wet. I'ma need goggles. She tell me that it's mine. I tell her top line. Mine and who else? She said, worry about yourself. Let's go.
Yeah. Ballin' in it, bitch. Okay. Hoppin' out of Lambos and Ferraris in it, bitch. Poppin' bottle with a thick red supermodel, bitch. They may talk a lot of that, but they can't do a lot of this. Aye. Rico told me turn the lights on. So I grabbed the Audemars, threw the ice on. I'm a big dog, got them pissed off. A lot of nigga rappin', ain't none in raw. Hey, like, hey, Mr. T.I., ballin' in the V.I. Bunch of bad bitches with her lookin' like a Leah. We get full up, hop out, go in, show out. Try the whole bar, pop out, go hard, hit club, so bad.
So packed, these hoes so drunk. This club so packed, these hoes so drunk.
I got a bottle, got a bottle, got a molly, got a bottle. Bow, 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 bow. I got a bottle, got a bottle, got a molly, got a bottle.
The club full of bad bitches and they came to play. Okay, it must be your ad, cause it ain't your fate. Now if you looking for them bottles and them stacks, girl, then make your way up to my section where it's at, girl. Okay, now do you wanna kick it with a nigga with a meal ticket? Broke nigga looking mad, they just gotta deal with it. Get right, ho, roll the dice, ho. You ain't gotta be a dice, cause you like, ho. But every day I sit behind the wall, I feel big, ride, fly, sunshine, and ball. I got a bunch of money, so come and get it from me. And a budget full of bottles, bust it open if you wanna get club so bad. These hoes so drunk, this club so packed. These hoes so drunk, this club so packed. These hoes so drunk,
I got a bottle, got a bottle, got a molly, got a bottle. Bow, bow.
just my name. Hit it from the back, hit it for swag. When I talk shit, shorty has it right back. I be on it like, cool booty is it, cool booty is it, cool booty, cool booty, cool booty is it, cool booty is it, cool booty is it, cool booty, cool booty, cool booty is it. Look, mama, I know what you want. Begging me to beat it like the bass on my trunk. I'm a little nasty, I ain't even got a front. Take it from your head down, down on your butt. I like tights and my booty. Get around, never plug, make it clap. See, boy, that booty girl, give me that, give me that. If I hit it once, you know that shorty coming back. Hey, 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 hey. Booty gang, looking so good, girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hey, boy, swag. Wanna tell shorty, answer right back. I be on it like,
DJ, chill.
Get more DJ.
Firework, 100 bottles here. You know we flying over here, then we flying over there. We getting money over here. Can't buy love, but buy you what you want. They hit it from the back, hit it from the front. Big old booty, pull up on whips and shoes, be something fun. To buy this here, you need a passport. We buy the whole store, Asian provocateur. Booty so big, put a ring on it. But for now, I tattoo my name on it.
So good, girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I talk shit, shorty answer right back. I be on it like, oh yeah, cool booty, 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 cool booty. Welcome back. You're listening to What Race on Six Man Radio. I am your host, Colby. You can find me on Twitter. I am live tweeting the show at KAT5COLBY. I'm also on Twitter. Our regular Twitter page, look us up. It's What Race. You can also follow through the website, which is whatrace.wordpress.com.
Andy, or Facebook, or any of the other ventures mentioned, you can call us at 646-478-3599.
Exactly. Let's talk about cars. And I'm not talking like the movie. Let's talk about vroom vroom cars, like real ones.
Cars?
You know, the kind, yeah, you know, whatever.
The vroom vroom
the kind
vroom?
That you have to insure.
Right, well,
the
before we do that, if you guys want to hit me up on Twitter, it's Vibe and Rome. That's V-I-B-I-N. Hello, me.
Killing me,
huh? Lowercase V-I-B-I-N. Uppercase
oh
R. Lowercase R-O-M-E.
It was really necessary?
It was.
Let me go off on a tangent here for a minute, all right? When I moved from little Tallahassee, all right, it's kind of a small town, although it is the state's capital, to freaking Tampa, my car insurance literally doubled.
Yours?
Like,
mine tripled.
Mine.
Yeah, did you hear me? I said mine tripled. It was crazy. I wanted to move back to Tallahassee just for the car insurance. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, let's make this both feel better, okay? A guy in Salford, England, a place I've never heard of, was shopping for insurance for his 10-year-old car. He's 27. His car is a Vauxhall Corsa economy car. He bought it for £1,400, which is the equivalent of just barely over $2,100. And in shopping for this insurance, he learned that the Zenith Insurance Company would be quite happy to insure his car for no more than £1.2 million.
What?
Yeah.
Shoot. Crazy.
Or if he preferred higher monthly installments, only $104,000 per year.
Ooh. That's
absurd.
That's completely absurd.
Yeah, well, the, of course, upon learning this, the media contacted the insurance group, who basically said that because of that price, it basically reflects that they have declined to provide coverage for this guy. They would not expect a customer to pay that. But, I mean, I guess if you really wanted to, you could.
If you have money like that, just flush down the toilet. It's funny you mentioned car insurance because it will also make us feel better. A Southern Illinois businessman was ordered to pay off his insurance. And he did so by providing nearly four tons of quarters packed into dozens of bags.
I hear that.
Yeah, I think each bag weighed about 50 pounds, and the total in quarters was $150,000.
Dang.
And then the rest was, because the settlement was for a, wow, that's kind of messed up. It's for a $500,000 insurance settlement for a 2001 car accident in which his son dies, but he has to pay them instead
that's
of
really,
the other way around.
That's really messed up. Yeah.
It is, so that's why he's like, yeah. And he said the only reason he paid in quarters because pennies just wasn't feasible. I would have did pennies just to put salt, you know, just to put icing on the cake. I would have did a certain amount in quarters, and then I would have did a bunch more in pennies and nickels and dimes just to be a douchebag.
Be a real asshole and then just completely mix all the coins. So not only do
I'm not going to separate them. Of course not.
No, I'm not saying quarters and pennies. I'm saying quarters, nickels, dimes, and pennies.
Right. That's
what I would do. You got silver and then you get a little bit of bronze.
Mm-hmm.
That really sucks, though. It really does.
It does. But, yeah, I agree. It's crazy. It makes me want to get a motorcycle just that much more because, as you know, in Florida, you don't need insurance. As long as you're over the age of 18, you don't need insurance for a motorcycle.
I actually did not know that.
Well, there's the fun
plus
fact
the
of the day. So.
Nothing.
Huh?
Plus
yeah,
gas
is
like
a beautiful
nothing.
Thing. Granted that you don't drive like a crazy person, but yeah, awesome
right.
gas, no insurance required. It's a overall win. So the whole clearing for your life aspect of things. Some people are afraid
of cars. Oh my God, you just keep talking. Going on with the theme of cars, a $200,000 car was stolen when the valet that was parking it left it on and went off to do something. Thanks to the...
What?
Yeah, he just left it on and did something. Really stupid.
Dude, that's your job. That's all you do is park cars.
Right? How do you mess that up? Well, apparently he went to go park it and then something kind of spooked him and he just, like, ran away.
What's up?
And they got the...
Go ahead. I'm listening. I'll listen to the story before I add my commentary.
First. So, they found...
I left on the bed.
Right. So, anyway, yeah, they found it, and that really sucks.
Yeah.
And come to find out, oh, wait, no, my bad. Yeah, the guy that stole it is 20 years old, Dylan Coffey. It's a Mercedes-Benz SLS. And the kid was found hiding underneath a pile of wood.
Hmm.
He's
just
dumb. Like, okay, come on.
Yeah.
What are your comments?
Well, I was going to say, there's no excuse for him to leave the car on. I mean, even if something creeps him out, you're in a car. So, like, if you're the only one in the car, just drive away. instead of escaping on foot. That's just me. That's what I would do. Something was trying to get me, and I was in a vehicle, I'll simply drive away. That seems like the most logical choice.
True. So, in another story, of course, Fort Pierce, Florida. I hear they go pretty hard down there. One car owner called cops around 1:25 a.m. and reported an intoxicated man was sleeping on top of his car. And every time the owner asked him to leave, he would just go back to sleep. That sounds like something maybe I would do. I'm not going to straight up admit, like, say
right.
I would do it, but whatever.
Yeah.
What's your take on the car stories so far? Sleeping on cars, sleeping in cars, cars getting stolen, et cetera, et cetera. Give us a call. Phone number to call is 646-478-3599. I saw somebody was in the queue and they just dropped off. Call us back. We'd love to talk to you. We appreciate all the listeners.
Yep.
Anywho, yeah. And I found another story that I thought was funny, but I have to find
it again. Just a side note. There was actual, you know, how the whole point of us, if you guys don't know, is to, you know, bring some stories that don't really get, you know, mainstream coverage.
Media coverage.
Or, like, just quirky things or just, like, random odd tidbits that, you know, we find either funny, weird, or whatever the case may be. So I think we made a mention of this either last week or the week before, but we always point out how, like, a lot of the stories are in Florida, and there was actually an article on just that, how there are a lot of weird and crazy stories, and for the most part, you can expect Florida to be brought up in some
Florida's
sort of
crazy.
Way.
We're nuts. People in Florida are absolutely just crazy.
Well, yeah, But they actually, like, did some actual research on it. And they're like, well, yeah, because, you know, you have the people that are in South Florida. You have, like, the immigrants and all different cultures from down there. And then you have Central Florida, which a bunch of tourists from all over the world come. And they may try to, you know, go loose and crazy because they're not in their own country. And then, I guess, North Florida.
There's a bunch of Southerners.
Okay. Bunch of Southerners. Yes.
Let's just be honest. It's a bunch of redneck hicks. Okay, maybe not completely. That's just Gainesville, but no. Just kidding. Don't be mad. Just kidding.
She said it, not me.
Anyway.
So. But, no. So that's how they put why there's so many crazy stories in Florida. So when you hear us talking about Florida, don't take offense because we're not talking about places that you know of or your particular location, but we're just Floridians and we're just kooky like that. And
we're
like
just Floridians
story.
And we can't help it. Yeah, chew on that for a minute. This is Ray-Bans.
Lunch and dinner ain't no incidental. She wants them bands like a freelance parade all day. Compliment. gourmet top house or loin. Courtesy of your boy. She think I owe her that morning. Quit being annoying. Do something useful and roll a joint. You see business over bullshit, my company policy. Okay. And my team's going green and I ain't talking about pottery. Okay. You trying to hit the party, she trying to hit the lottery. Okay. And if they watching, girl, and grandfather clocking, look, I don't pop bottles. I got pop dollars. And after Strange Clouds, I'ma drop my rock album. Violet Bravo. Call me Bobby Bravo. Every play is crucial. Yeah, that's my motto.
Yeah, say what's up. Yeah, we do this all the time. We're the real freaks. Who wanna have a good night if you feel that? Let it go, it's alright. The music got you moving and you losing your mind. But let me know.
Welcome back. You're listening to What Race. Before the short music break, we were talking about Florida and how Floridians are just crazy and we can't really help it. And we actually had a caller. His name's Eric. He wanted to chime in. So what all did you want to say about Floridians and how nuts we are, Eric? First off, hold on. Are you from Florida?
Well, you know, I used to live in Florida. I just have a whole bunch of family that lives there, and I understand that there's a lot of stuff going on over there.
Okay. What part? I just have to ask, because it totally explains your perception.
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So what are your thoughts?
I mean, just everything going on in general, like in that state right now, is just terrible. I mean, I have a friend that lives over there, and there's just a lot going on, like with crime and stuff. And, you know, I have an aunt that lives over there right now, and there was recently a shooting last week of a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And just everything I've heard
my God.
In general, yeah, it's crazy over there. And I just wanted to chime in on, that. I just started listening to your channel today anyway, so.
Oh, well, we appreciate you.
Thank you
for calling in.
Yeah, no problem.
While you're on the phone, I mean, can I ask where you are now? Because you said you're not in Florida anymore.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually in Windy City, Chicago.
Oh, nice.
Chicago. Oh, okay. So I'm so glad you called. All right. So Chicago here, well, in the areas of Florida that I'm from, there's
mm-hmm.
several. don't mind that. We think of Chicago, isn't that like the most, like the highest crime rate in the country? Doesn't Chicago
have
that?
Oh, yeah, and the country is like, you know, Chicago's the one, like, you know, because of Al Capone and all that history. But,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we also have that John Wayne Gacy here. I mean, you know, I actually live 15 minutes from his house. But
wow.
there's
oh
a lot of crime. Yeah, there's a lot of crime here in Chicago, and it's nonstop. Every week you'll hear of, you know, a shooting or either a police officer being shot or killed, you know. And I'm used to it. I've grown up in the city for a long time, so
right.
I know how,
so
you know,
you're
how, I know
calling,
how it is.
So if you're calling and talking about how crazy Florida is and how much crime, then there really is a lot of crime. Like, we're not...
Right.
It's not
oh, yeah.
just because we're here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it,
well, thank
yeah.
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. Do you want to give out any shout-outs or anything?
Well, I just started up a Block Talk Radio channel, so if you guys, ever want to listen to it, it's just about, like,
okay.
Movies in general and, you know,
okay.
about everything in Hollywood right now.
All right.
Well, what's it called?
It's called the Dark Knight Asylum Show.
Dark Knight Asylum Show.
I
like it already.
All right, well, I'll be listening to you guys. When's the next show you guys going to have?
It's every Monday.
We do the show every Monday.
7 to 8:30.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate it. Be on the line. You guys have a nice day.
All right.
All right, too.
All right. Awesome. So we love when people call in. If you haven't heard my very sarcastic remarks, when people don't, we really love when people call in. I get a little bitter, just a little bit. And he's not even the first caller tonight. So,
no, he's not.
So Florida is really crazy. I wonder if, like, the people are just... See, I don't agree with your study thing, because...
What?
It's not... If you look at the, like, the news stories, it's locals that do this.
Well,
like, it's not
Think about it like this. You see all these people, like, from, like, whatever nations or, you know, wherever they come from, and... Like, this is like a tourist state, so we're dealing with a lot of people where there may be like a language barrier or, you know, different culture. There's a lot of different cultures that are here. So wherever there's a conflict, you know, that could eventually build up and, you know, drive somebody batty. People shooting for no reason. Like the article I had last week where just a guy was just angry for no reason at all. I mean, he said that he had that women were no good, and, you know, he took steroids and all that stuff, but he was just angry all the time, 24/7, no reason at all. So I'm trying to provide an explanation to why Florida gets so many crazy activities going on, but
Floridians are just freaking crazy, all right? They're clear. We're nuts. We've got Casey Anthony. We've got George Zimmerman. We're knucking, okay? And they're free. So just,
yeah,
like, stay away from Florida.
Yeah.
We're good for nothing but surfing, maybe, sometimes.
No.
And, yeah,
Black
it's a little
shit.
Rough. It's
yeah.
either, like, flat on the Gulf Coast or, like, super rough on the East Coast. But anyway. Just steer clear. We throw some crazy parties, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. You will have a good time. Let me put it that way.
You probably won't remember.
If you survive.
That time you'll never remember.
Exactly. What happens in Florida stays in Florida.
Exactly. We're the new Vegas.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to have a little bit longer of a music break. And when we come back, we'll just have more random. Probably less centralized of a theme. So we'll be back.
I love my baby. I love my baby.
Oh, hey.
I wanna be close to you and do all the things that others do.
and I'ma keep it real till I die. Okay, let's go. I'm with it, you know, you got it, and I'm ready. I'm rolling.
Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy, to let the mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so bad. I'd be such an angel, you'd think that me and Jesus was cool. Like that, just like that, everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should have done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw it coming. But I blew it, really blew it, and lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, doubting, dying, begging, crying, somebody need to pray for me. Dear God, if you're listening, thought I was something, really something. In the end, who knew I'd end up with nothing? I was fronting, truly fronting. Girl, I really can't be mad, I had it coming. Guess if I was half the man I know I am, I would be so good that even Oprah be jealous of you. It's like that, yeah, like that, everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should have done. Should have walked away the moment that I saw it coming. But I blew it, really blew it, and lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, need you do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, I'm down here, dying, begging, crying. Somebody ought to pray for me. I'm making you this promise right now. If you can do this one thing for me, I'm
I'm the last of a dying breed, meaning that I'm not afraid to try a new thing. Can't see me, best to get yourself some Visine. Toe tag a motherfucker, no jokes, why these other niggas walk a walker? Other rappers try and go and get over. You want that hood shit, best to go and call Hova. I was a good kid, backpack on my shoulder, 98 test score in my Thundercat folder. My cousin was older, my mama used to wake up, drive me to his school cause his school was much safer. But I slipped up and accidentally told the teacher, now I'm going to a school where I get beat up, because I ain't getting down with them other kids, probably cause I talk too white, and I got a dad who's there. Mama couldn't take it, sold the place and got us out of there. Guest room, now the six of us splitting one with a restroom. Now I'm going to the school called Rockbridge, school of the neighborhood we trying to buy a house in. There's not a lot of black kids, so I stick out like a sore thumb with some bad acne. But really, what I wanna know is why I never fit in right, like a fat dude getting on a packed flight. Even when I make friends in the hallways, I'm wishing I was someone else always. But I'm happy that that shit happened to me, cause it taught me most important is to do me. Cause everybody hates you till they love you. Facebook niggas, same niggas that would shove you, cause nobody was jocking my style. Cause I had a high voice, they called me Sagger 8 Mile. So I stopped writing for a very long time, thinking that a nigga wasn't made to bust rhymes. And this next part sounds like nonsense, but I swear to God, Tina Fey gave me confidence. Taught me everything that is good comes from honesty. Everybody's got a voice, you just gotta follow it. She on a role model shit. From the day that I took a hand, I knew that I'd never die a broke man. So I could try this rapping shit out again. The game needs change, I'm a part of it. People tell me I should spit under Donald Glover, but I try to keep my real name undercover. Cause if you hear my name, then you think it's jokes, and I can't go for that nigga hauling oats. My nigga stayed down like a winter coat. I rap about my life, not I'm on a boat. Cause this joke rap shit's gotten out of hand. Only ones who do it well, Lonely Island. Save the raps about your cat, I am not a fan. Leave the joke raps alone, man, I'm working here. I do not play around with this bullshit. I am different, call it new shit. Labels want me to hurry and cash my check in, but I keep my shit free to the last possible second. Cause God knows that I don't need the money. You get your clothes free when you rich, ain't it funny? But this limelight burn like a motherfucker. I wanna call my dad crying, but I hang up. Cause I don't want him to worry, he's got his own shit. So I send him a check and tell him to hold it. If anything ever happens, want you to know this, I always took the time to smell the roses. And wherever I am doing fine. I'm here for a good, not a long time.
Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour. Leave the meter running. It's rush hour, so take the streets if you want. Just outrun the demons, could you?
He said,
Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. Oh boy, you need prayer. Guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion.
Ooh, it's unquiet love. Please help me up when I come. It's my life, my struggle for come. I can never make.
Taxi driver, I swear I've got three lives balanced on my head like stick knives. I can't tell you the truth about my disguise. I can't trust no one. You say, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. Well, boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt me. Yeah. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Ah.
bad religion. Be in love with someone who can never love you. Oh, 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 only bad religion. Don't have me feeling the way I do.
Listening to What Race on Six Man Radio. Sorry. There's a lot going on around me. Rome, are you there? Try turning your mic on.
Hey, yeah,
there
I'm
you
here.
Are.
Of course I'm here. Why wouldn't I be here?
There you are.
Yeah.
Somebody forgets to turn on his mic sometimes.
But I was having technical difficulties over the break, so I don't want to hear it. I got everything sorted out. Appreciate you.
Sure. So, did you hear Sharknado's in theaters? I literally just found that out.
For everybody who just is tuning in, she's a little slow. I guess that's the best way to put it. Yes, I heard that was out in the theater. I finally actually watched the trailer for it.
See, I haven't even seen
weekend.
That.
Yeah.
Does it look super corny?
Does it look super what?
Corny.
Yes, it does. Very much
would
so.
Would you pay?
I would not pay theater prices to see that. I would even contemplate paying to see it via Redbox, which
okay.
is, what, $1.20?
$1.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste. Well, yeah. The only reason I'll watch it if it came on TV, which I don't watch. So, no. The likelihood of me seeing that is slim to none.
For somebody that's so against watching this movie, you certainly had something to say about me not knowing that it was out in theaters. Just
maybe. Because you're supposed to be in the know.
Little side of you that wants to see it.
No, I because there was a lot of hype coming out of it, so I wanted to see what it was about. And so I checked out the preview, and I was like, oh, that's what all the hype was about? My life would be so much more complete if I didn't see that trailer. Well, yeah, sure, check it out.
Of movies, do you think if you had kids, you would let them watch Hunger Games? I'm talking like 12-year-olds, 13. I think it's rated PG-13.
It's funny you mention that because I just watched it for the first time this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like.
Didn't want to. It was a good movie. I honestly say I enjoy watching Hunger Games.
Okay, so would you let your kids watch it?
Yeah, why not? I don't see the big deal with why there was such a huge controversy over the movie.
Well, I didn't know that there was a controversy over the movie, to be perfectly honest, but...
There's a lot of stuff you don't know.
All right, you can shut up and go back into your hole. Thank you very much. So, there's a camp, a Hunger Games summer camp in Florida, Largo, Florida.
Oh, who knows?
Surprise, where they basically, the intent, it's hosted at Country Day School, which don't even let me start on the name of that. So the intent was to kind of use it as like a team building thing.
Did they watch Hunger Games before they tried to plan on this?
Yeah, they did. But that's why I'm like, there was no team building in that. That was all, I'm killing everyone.
Right.
But okay.
I mean, the only team that was formed was the alliance to kill somebody else.
Basically. So, that was kind of the thought behind it. But these, like, 12-year-olds were running around, literally talking about how they would kill each other in the games. Some
wow.
quotes were, this is literally what it says. I will probably kill you first, said 12-year-old Juliana Petty to Riley Miller, also 12. She put her hands on Riley's shoulders. I might stab you. The boys, who had segregated themselves away from the girls the first day of camp, practiced sniping. If I have to die, I want to die by an arrow, one boy said. Don't kill me with a sword. I'd rather be shot.
It's
a little eerie.
This is why... People like Hunger Games got so much criticism because they have the idea of kids killing, and generally speaking, it's a movie. First off, just to throw it out there, it was a movie, and it was based off of a book. So it's not real. So when you try to apply it to real life situations, oh, would you kill somebody? How, if so, how would you do it? That's what's wrong with that. It's not the whole...
But, I mean, see, the whole premise of it was team building. It's just interesting how they tried to turn it around, and it completely backfired. And one of the counselors involved kind of mentioned that, well, at their age, they're playing video games, and if they die, it's just like a reset. And in their mind, especially with what they're talking about with the Hunger Games in a camp, they know that they're not really going to die. It's just a reset. So it's like there's a lot of talking about dying and killing and it not being a serious thing. And then the issue with this, though, is they're taking it from a virtual thing to a more like you're in it thing. Like a physical thing.
Right.
I thought it was interesting. An interesting story.
It was interesting. Good job.
Thanks. Oh, and since you mentioned, or I mentioned, or whoever mentioned Sharknado, it is Shark Week for anybody that cares, because people kind of freak out around this week. And
yeah, I heard Shark Week last year wasn't all that good, but again, I don't really watch TV like that.
People are like obsessed with it. I don't understand.
Have you watched Shark Week?
No. I think I've watched it once.
Well, I remember one year it was really good. Like, they had all this kind of new footage and showing, like, great whites attacking seals or going after killer whales, like, pretty much showing how boss great whites are. Matter of fact, there was, the world's largest shark tooth was discovered off of the southern tip of South Africa.
Interesting.
And, like, picture I'll say about a teenage girl. She had a holder with two hands, and it was the size, the tooth, this was just the tooth, was the size of, like, her upper torso. So from, like, her belly button to her head, that's how big the tooth was.
Oh, my God. What was it, like a whale shark? Do we
know?
No,
there wasn't a whale shark. It was a whale. It was an ancient ancestor of the great white shark. So it was, like...
That's crazy.
It was about big. It was bigger than the whale shark, but it was a carnivore, an aggressive carnivore.
That's scary.
It's very scary. Lucky to be alive now versus then.
Right?
You never, ever go in the water. Ever.
True.
But, yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool to find, though, when you're a teenager, as you say.
Yeah. Yeah. I do have one more marine life story about a guy. All right, what was it? Speaking of whale sharks, it was, what, three or four weeks ago during our story, I posted, it's actually up on the website, whatrace.wordpress.com, of a kid surfing on a whale shark. Well, a man decided to take up the same feat, but this time, instead of being a shark, it was a sunfish that's also known as a mola mola. M-O-L-A, M-O-L-A. Huge sunfish, but unlike the teenager who sustained no injury, this fish surfer sustained some scratches and cuts from the barnacles that are on the sunfish. Now, if you don't know what a sunfish is, it's pretty much a flat fish that grows really, really big. And it's just flat. It's like a plate floating. It's like a plate with fins swimming around the ocean. And they get massive. The one he surfed on is estimated to be to weigh at least 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, I have no idea.
Now you know.
Well, thank you for listening to What Race. We appreciate it. We'll be back here next week, same time, same place.
Yes, indeed.
And we hope you tune in.